Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age!
You want to come and join with you?
I'm going to make you famous, Lizzie.
It's not Al anymore. It's Dunk!
Dunkachino?
Don't mind if I do!
Oh, the Joker, baby!
Welcome to the Long Take. We're on episode, let's say, 602?
Yeah, somewhere in that range.
Somewhere in that range. We're all sitting in these very uncomfortable chairs. They look nice. Like, they look like
it's
they're leather.
Uncomfortable.
Dude, this is like...
It just makes me feel like a little boy.
This
like,
is like
so
a
big.
Gilded piece of wood. It's like, this looks like, yeah, nice leather. It's like, the wood is right here. Like, it's just barely any padding. Plus, like... Sitting at this angle is just terrible for the gut. It's just like, it's a bad image.
And this chair makes me look huge.
Yeah, and this chair makes Robbie look like he's the mountain. Like, it's just, it's absurd. So Tech Guy, or not Tech Guy Andrew, this is an all business Pete decision.
This is an all business. Anything that goes wrong in this office.
Yeah.
ABP.
He actually came to my desk and like, I think you were there. He like chewed me out over it. He's like, don't tell people to go fucking harass me on Twitter. And I was just like,
fix the Wi-Fi.
Hey, I didn't say anything, man.
Fix
I just
the
said
Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi didn't work and that you are the person responsible for tech. That's it. So if you're going to harass Pete, just do it politely.
Yeah.
Be like, hey,
a
sir.
Polite harassment. Mr. Business.
please fix the chairs if you could. He got mad at you for something too, right? What did he say?
I think it was the same type of thing where I tweeted like the Wi-Fi was bad and he was like...
Didn't mention him though.
I didn't mention him and he was like, well, who do you think's in charge of that? Blah, blah, blah.
Just outing himself as being the problem.
Yeah, he's vanity searching himself.
I don't even have a desk right now.
Yeah.
I'm a vagabond.
Deskless. Yes. Deskless gooch.
Unbelievable. So yeah, if you're going to tweet All Business Pete, please do it very respectfully.
Yeah, be nice about it, you know?
We'll clip that. So when All Business Pete comes to yell at me... We got nothing to hide.
I had someone call me out in the DMs and be very nice about it the other day over all this UFC drama. Someone was like, hey, just so you know, you're a fucking pussy. But if I got the wrong Robbie Fox, like, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to.
That's nice.
If I send this to the wrong person, I don't mean to.
How could he not tell
you.
If he was sending it to the wrong
person? For real. I got UFC posts on my page.
You would have had to
gone
directly. Like, did he find the post through a different venue? Like your tweets back and forth with that UFC fighter?
I have no idea, but I appreciated that he was respectful about his threat.
Yeah.
That reminds me of when Tiger, what was it called? Tiger King? Was it?
Yeah.
Man, that feels forever ago.
That's
when
Jeff
Tiger
Lowe.
King came out. Yeah, Jeff Lowe. Jeff D was getting all the DMs and all the hate because of Jeff Lowe on the show.
Yeah. That was a bad time for him.
We should bring that back.
There's also a guy whose name is Jeffrey Epstein, a verified journalist.
You got to change it.
He got a rough.
That's one of those ones you got to change.
Yeah.
Also, there's a guy. I remember this during like the Heat run. There's a guy. I think his Twitter at is D Wade. And like his name is just like Daniel Wade.
Yep.
He's just like some dude in North Dakota. And he got just shredded if he did anything bad or just like everyone's like, D Wade, why wouldn't you stay with here? Why wouldn't you do that? It's funny stuff. But today we're going to go over the James Gunn DC slate. We're also going to do a draft of DC. We'll say DC stuff. We're basically going to draft two actors for DC projects that are existing, two directors for projects, new DC projects, and also one miscellaneous. My brain is broken.
Stuff
I always
word.
I always say miscellaneous. Like it's a Michelin.
I think some people say that.
Yeah, but I think that's the first one I've ever heard said was as miscellaneous and just stuck in my head. Miscellaneous, right?
Sure. You do it with a Scottish accent. That's like old buddy.
Miscellaneous. Miscellaneous. I think that's fun. Anyway, the first thing from the James Gunn slate, Matt Reeves, the Gotham verse and the Todd Phillips Joker verse are going to remain separate from the overall DCU. great.
Good job, James Gunn.
First decision from James Gunn. I feel like there, if he did the op, like you, there was no other choice, right?
You had to do this, and calling him Elseworlds is going to get the juices flowing for comic people right away.
Ooh.
You know, and that's what he did. He said these are now considered Elseworlds stories.
Yeah.
I liked that, and me and Clem talked about it. It's so simple at this point with DC to get me fired up. Just calling the phase Gods and Monsters. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be awesome.
Chapter one, too. Yeah. Not phase one, not slate one, chapter one.
Chapter
one. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's smart. I mean, you can't do those with anything else. Batman movie, I rewatched it the other day. It's just so fucking good compared to like anything in the DCU. It's insane, other than like Suicide Squad, but in different, they're like, one of those is an entertainment movie. The other one's just like, I don't know how you describe it. It's still an entertaining movie, but it's not built for entertainment.
Joker's saying separate too, which I thought was important, worth noting. I don't love the Joker, but it also something that just sticks out from the crowd. I mean, from an artistic standpoint, it's very well made.
Are they calling in foie adieu or something?
Foliado or something like that.
Todd Phillips.
I love that they're doing a musical for that.
It's very,
that
makes me so, insists upon itself. Like,
when they announced a Joker sequel, I was like, "Ugh, no, just doesn't, don't need it." And then when they said musical, I was like,
"I'm interested. Okay,
here we go.
Yeah, no, I'll see it. I'll be there opening night."
Joaquin can sing. He did fucking Johnny Cash.
Yeah, like, he did. He's very good. His voice. Cash,
unreal.
What does Joker even sing?
But I remember when this news dropped, we were all kind of interested because, like, with the Joker, like, how do you do a sequel, all that stuff? But like, doing something just bizarre out of the box, like that is so much more interesting to me than just being like, "Oh, Joker escaped again."
Yeah.
He's doing some crazy shit again.
I saw some people. Well, actually, we'll get to it in a second.
Okay. The Batman Part 2 is slated for October 2025, which seems like an impossible way. Like, how is that even? How much post-production could you possibly need?
Is that long, though? 3 years is not a long...
October. That's not... But the fact that, like, I feel like that they're not even started, or like at least in like the states where, like, oh, production is starting soon. Like, that is kind of crazy. But I guess... They're still kind of...
Let's think. All right. So Batman Begins, 05, Dark Knight, 08, Dark Knight Rises, 2012. So, I mean...
So this would have released 2022 and the next one, 2025.
I mean, that's... Yeah.
I guess not insane. But still, it just feels like so long. Maybe it's just because I'm pissed because I want it to come sooner.
Also, I realized the other day watching The Last of Us, I was like, oh, none of these people got to see the Nolan trilogy. Fuck.
Oh, I know.
I really made me sad for them.
Yeah, damn.
They also didn't see 9/11.
Wait, what year did it start, technically? It was in canon.
Oh, wait, no. The one I saw is... They saw 9/11, but they didn't get to see the 03 NBA draft class.
Yeah, damn. Man, I wonder if LeBron survived.
I put up a TikTok yesterday, said they didn't get to see Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah,
the saga just ends with Attack of the Clones.
That's tough.
That's real tough.
They did get to finish Lord of the Rings, though, Shoshada. And I know you're not a big guy. Not a big LTR guy, but...
That could be a fun draft we could do.
Things that they missed out on.
Yeah. Worst movies and shows they missed out on.
But you got to do it from like a certain range, like nothing past 2010.
Mm. Yeah.
They never got the Dyson hand dryer. That sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's an experience that they really missed out on. After that, we got The Flash, which James Gunn said is going to reset to the entire universe. He said the door is open for Ezra Miller, Jason Momoa, Gal Gadot, more to return in the roles. He also said The Flash is probably one of the greatest superhero movies ever made, which at this point tracks based on everything we've heard.
Yeah, it better be.
Yeah. And basically everything everyone says tested better than like any movie in superhero genre in a long time, and it's incredible.
When I initially started hearing this kind of buzz on the movie, I was like, oh, these are just weirdos like online. Like so many people I trust at this point have said that the sourcing on this is right. The movie is apparently very good to great. I mean, what do you want us to do? I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it opening night.
If it's
like,
good, it's good.
I don't like Ezra Miller, but there's, 2,000 other people that have worked on the movie, and I'd like to see it. I love The Flash. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I do. Barry Allen's cool. I would love the movie to be good.
That CW series.
Sue me. Yeah.
And it's Michael Keaton as Batman.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm going for on opening night.
Exactly. And it's literally one of the best DC comic storybooks, like stories of all time. Like, the Flashpoint. Yeah. Flashpoint is incredible. And it's came at the right time because it's winning. Like, works kind of well because they can just reset. Like, that really worked out for them.
the Oscar winning Flashpoint scene. Don't forget. Was it? Flash enters the time
verse. The greatest audience moment of all time.
Yeah. He enters the time verse. What do they call it?
Time force.
Time force. Yeah, you're right. The Flash entering the Time Force.
Yeah. Speed Force.
Speed Force.
Is it the Speed Force?
It was Force was definitely involved.
I think it's the Speed Force.
Which is usual for Ezra Miller, I guess. There's always some sort of coercion.
Force Awakens?
Ezra Miller would actually be a good Star Wars character if he gets his shit together. I think he could be like a good.
He needs to.
Creepy Sith.
I'm out on him. I'm over him. I'll see the Flash, but I want him to recast.
And I feel the same way about the Gal Gadot, Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Especially, I'd have nothing against Jason Momoa. I don't think Gal Gadot is a particularly good actor. We've gone over that a million times. But it's like, just, I think it's time to move on.
Reset.
At least within the Justice League. Like, the main Justice League characters, move on with them. Like, yeah, it's time.
They also have Aquaman 2 coming out soon, too, which is going
to
make it.
Yeah, and he also mentioned that he's open to doing a trilogy.
Yeah.
Finishing it off. And I'm just like, really?
I think I like
it. Feels like a dead end.
Yeah.
It does, but maybe the Flash. Maybe the Flash movie kind of fixes things in a way that opens the door for it.
I don't know. They're changing things in the Flash movie to relate to the new James Gunn DCU? Like, are they going back and doing reshoots that will rearrange things for James Gunn's DCU?
I could see them adding one thing at the end.
It can't be anything.
Like a manageable, like, 20-second scene.
Yeah.
That, like,
does a Shazam scene where, like, Harcourt comes in for a second or something like that?
I don't know. It's interesting. I'm definitely like interested to see what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's Flash is just a weird.
I'm really excited for this first trailer we're getting. We're getting the first trailer in the Super Bowl. That should be great.
It's just funny for DC. It's like you get stuck with Ezra Miller on the Flash. And then with Aquaman, you have Amber Heard attached to all of it. Like, it's just they can't catch a break.
Zachary Levi went live with his takes this week.
That is very – and I love Zachary Levi. But, buddy, you got to know when's the time to talk. Yeah, come on.
When I saw that tweet at first, when he's talking about Pfizer, I thought he was just saying how, like, they're an evil pharmaceutical company, which, like, okay, yeah, sure. And then I realized, like, oh, he was talking about vaccine stuff. Oh.
Yeah. Also, they'll probably have to recast him because the actor who plays Billy Batson is going to be, like in his 20s here in a second. Billy Batson's a 12-year-old.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. Yeah. After that, we have he said a Superman film that they're going to have out. It's going to be called Superman Legacy. It's not an origin film, although it is going to be his teen years, they said.
They said it was going to be his teen years?
That's at least what I saw.
I think young Superman.
Yeah, they said young Superman. Okay, early young Superman. Years. Yeah.
Okay.
Younger Superman, but not an
origin. I want to see his teen years. I'm just going to watch Smallville.
Yeah.
One of the greatest shows ever made.
I was reading something that apparently that actor was hard to work with, the dude who played
Tom Wellington?
Yeah. Or something like that. That's why I haven't seen him in anything, really.
Does he put the suit on in that show?
At the very end.
Gotcha.
Very, very end. Like last 15 seconds of the last episode.
Wow. Is it a cool suit?
Yeah. I mean, it's good.
He came back in one of the other CW shows, right?
He came back when they for did Crisis, the Arrow. Right? Actually, it was a Flash thing.
Yeah. John Pryor, Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm.
Which is insane, but he also was just kind of... I think he played Lex Luthor's son in one of the old Superman movies, right? John Cryer? Or something like that?
Did he?
John Cryer was the Lex in Superman Returns, right?
No,
that was Kevin Spacey.
Fuck.
No, but John Cryer, I believe, was in one of the last Superman movies. I think he played Lex Luthor's son or something like that.
He was pretty good as Lex Luthor in the CW shows, like in relation to,
Which is bizarre because
I really liked Michael Rosenbaum's Lex Luthor in Smallville. Like, he was, I think, the best actor in that show by far.
He was in, So, John Cryer, 1987, was in Superman for The Quest for Peace, one of our favorite Family Guy references.
Yep.
The all-time great, when they say the title of the movie in the movie. He played Lenny Luthor.
That's crazy. That's,
Lenny Luthor.
That sucks. His name is Lenny after Lex.
Yeah.
Lex is such a cool name. Fuck. Isn't there there's a wrestler, Lex Luthor too, no?
Or Lex Luger.
Luger, that's right. Yeah. He's blonde.
Yeah.
Fuck, what was his move?
The Lex Express, was it?
It's kind
of
cool.
Oh my God. Are you looking at the pictures of John Cryer as Lenny Luthor?
No.
Holy shit.
No, now I have to. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He looks like the kid from Hook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude.
Dante something. He's the guy who voiced Zuko in Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, is he?
Many other things.
I'm not even kidding. I saw this guy on Bushwick like 2 weeks ago.
That's crazy that all those years later they recast him. But the CW shows brought a lot of people back. They did live action Kevin Conroy, Bruce Wayne. They did Brandon Routh back as Kingdom Come Superman.
Yeah,
that was the cool. CW could get things right when they when they wanted to. But
then they have a gorilla killing Obama in the 60s or 70s, whatever, 70s.
Some would argue that was them getting things the most right.
Yeah. Barack Obama, it'll almost be an honor to kill you. That was Legends of Tomorrow, I think, right?
Yeah, I think
that
so.
Was Gorilla Grodd. If they just had a good CGI budget, I feel like CW would have been in better shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like that added to the campiness of the shows too. Like,
and that was actually the smartest thing Smallville did, was like they never really gave Clark his powers.
Yeah.
Like he could run fast, but that was like an easy effect to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it just made the stories a little bit
more. He doesn't fly?
No, he doesn't fly until the very last episode at the very end.
Because he doesn't have powers, or because he doesn't want to use
yet.
His powers?
He like literally can't fly yet. He picks up powers along the way. Like I think season two, he gets icy breath. And
that's a first power for him? That's got to be a late
power.
Yeah,
the first power he has, he can run fast from the very beginning. He's always fast.
But icy breath can't be an early power. That's a late power.
Very late.
Laser eyes, that's got to be an early power.
Yeah, laser
eyes. Laser eyes came a little longer, I think, a little later. Okay. I mean, Superman's got all the powers.
Icy breath's his worst power.
Yeah, that's lame.
I hate that. That's got to be
winter fresh power.
Yeah, stinky power.
Dude, X-ray's the best power. You know what I'd use that for?
Pervert.
Looking at women's bones?
No, I'd become a paleontologist.
That's supposed to come out also in 2025, July 2025. Another DCU Batman movies in development, The Brave and the Bold, will feature Bruce and Damian Wayne, which is kind of huge. Brave and the Bold, I feel like, is one of the most revered runs. No, or not runs, but I guess.
People really enjoy it. It's not my favorite out of the animated series, but it's definitely well done. It is good. A little after, like, kind of when I was growing out of watching cartoons. Like, I was in that, like, I think I was like.
Batman Beyond, I think, was the end for me.
Probably a freshman in high school when it started coming out. Mm. So I was like, you know, I don't watch cartoons. I don't do that. So I wasn't watching it then. But I think this is interesting. How old are they going to cast Bruce then?
I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, like, you did 30.
You think they can do 30 with Damien as a...
Damien's going to be a teen,
12, probably 12, 13.
Yeah, he's going to have to be like...
At least mid to late 30s is what I think they'll probably try to make him look. So like an actor in their late 30s, early 40s would probably cut it here.
Yeah.
We
did a bracket of best things that start with the letter B the other day, and we didn't include Batman, and Clemmer threw a fit.
I don't blame him either. I was throwing a fit.
He's a number one Batman guy.
Batman should be on there.
Batman should easily be on there.
We also threw out barbecue, which Brandon Walker pointed out. I felt bad about that. We should have. But like, I don't think it would have beaten anything.
It's tough to
barbecue. I mean,
you're going to forget something when you do 16.
A barbecue is better than barbecue the food.
Having
a barbecue is better than like the actual food barbecue.
Yes.
I'm all down for more Batman content though, just in general.
I know. This is what I was going to bring up earlier. People were like, there's a lot of DC fans that are like mad, or like, they're like, oh, we can't have multiple Batman going at the same time. That's stupid. I'm like, well, first off, yes, you can. Yes, you can. you can. It's not that confusing. We have multiple Spider-Man going. It's not a hard concept to grasp.
So also, Batman going already, because technically Ben Affleck was still Batman when they were casting Pattinson.
They could put five Batman running in live action at the same time, put them all in theaters on the same month, and every single one of those Batman movies would rake. That's people love Batman.
Yeah.
There's never been a point in time when the audience has said less Batman. Always more.
Plus, this is arguably, I would say, among theater releases, the least familiar Batman you're ever going to see. It's not, hey, let's watch Martha Wayne drop her pearls for the 50th time. It's like, hey, we're moving on. This is older Batman. Like, you don't have that.
With Robin.
Yeah,
with
exactly.
With a son. And a lot of people probably don't even realize, like, Batman has a son in the comics.
That is my biggest complaint, is they're jumping straight into the Damian.
Yeah.
Robin. I'd much rather they kick off with Dick Grayson, bringing him on as his ward.
I assume he'll be established though in the universe.
Steadfast war.
I hope so. Because Damien as a character, he has his defenders, but I don't feel like he's really, any writer has ever made him likable as a character.
Grant Morrison's run with him?
I can't remember. Which one did he do?
Like, Grant Morrison's Batman and Robin run is the one where Batman gets sent back in time by Darkseid, Dick Grayson steps up into the Batman role
okay.
for the time
yeah, yeah,
being.
Yeah.
And I felt like that run was like they
the relationship between Dick and Damian
too.
Is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
like
get that well.
Anakin and Ahsoka, like,
yes.
You learn to love the character throughout the story.
Yeah.
But they said in the movie it's going to be Bruce and Damian. Mm-hmm. So I guess they're changing that up a bit.
There's a Superman film called Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow in development. Supergirl, that was Melissa Benoit played the OG. And the people liked that show a lot.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it better than any of the other CW shows.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's wild.
People really dig it.
God, this guy's an ally.
Dude, they dug her. I think their last for the finale of Supergirl had like a shit ton of viewers. It was like one of their most watched, I think, original finales or shows or episodes.
I fell off by then.
Yeah.
I watched only the first like two seasons, but
I've never particularly loved Supergirl as a character.
Mm-hmm. I like the story of, now they're changing it in this one as well, but like the story of we got to send Clark's cousin down to Earth to watch over him.
Mm-hmm. And her getting there.
But
ship gets hit by like an asteroid and knocks her off course a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
I think so.
Yeah.
But in this one, I think she grows up on a chunk of Krypton, James Gunn said, and she watches everyone around her die. So she's like a hardened.
Very hardened version.
This is from a Tom
Ooh,
King.
That's,
from last
that's
year.
That's interesting.
Yeah, this is from a run from last year, and apparently it's amazing.
So
you know, Tom King is in on his like one of his like James Gunn's right hand men for this whole DCU thing, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they brought in Drew Goddard, Jeremy Slater, Christina Hodson, Christelle Henry, and Tom King.
Well, that makes sense then.
Yeah, so a lot of comic book writers in the room, which I think is very smart.
And he highlighted all the books that they're like kind of basing the movies off of, which I thought was awesome. He like actually made a point to say what the books were, show them on screen. Hopefully people go out and buy them.
So one thing DC's always had over Marvel is their source material is just much stronger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like outside of Spider-Man, Marvel has been, and X-Men, Marvel has been very inconsistent across the board with introducing characters, building up their, you know, their Avengers. Like you get some really good Captain America runs and then you'll go a decade where it's just terrible. I'm like Batman, Superman, you can take those to the bank. Wonder Woman's always good. Like the source material is there for James Gunn.
The thing I would give DC over Marvel more than anything else is the fact that they have the two best superheroes, the most two most iconic superheroes of all time, Batman and Superman. Like Marvel had nothing like that, but they've managed to forge, I guess, their own sort of popularity with their own characters. Like no one would give a shit about Iron Man, but like Batman and Superman are still number one and number two.
Yeah.
Like, and then probably Spider-Man right after that.
Great villains too. Like
amazing
Joker and
villains.
Lex Luthor. Mm-hmm. We can get him right, too. Ooh, such a good villain.
He's also, James Gunn, actively working on a script for The Authority. Will be based on a super team of the same name. I don't know anything about
this. I don't know anything about this.
Me neither.
Okay. I'd never heard of it.
So, I texted one of my friends who's super into comics. His name's Jose Youngs. So we have him on the show sometimes. And he said that it's just like the most 90s comic of all time. Jim Lee did a lot of the artwork for it, so it's super bright, vibrant, crazy. And he was like, I have no idea how they make that into a movie. But James Gunn called it his pet project.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm looking at it, this is very much his Guardians, his DC
That's
Guardians.
That's what I was thinking. Is this his Guardians?
This is 100% his Guardians. A comic book that no one fucking read.
Yeah.
And you're just going to take this group of, I mean, they're misfit anti-heroes, and he's just going to make them likable.
It's a team of characters named Apollo, the Doctor, the Engineer, Hawksmoor, Jenny Quarks, the Midnighter, and Swift.
Listen to the Midnighter's description.
I'm all in on Jenny Quarks.
Midnighter, a bioengineered Batman pastiche who possessed the ability to foresee his opponent's moves in combat.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Taskmaster style?
Yeah, I guess that's kind of what they're going for. The Doctor, a Dutch drug addict and shaman who possessed the abilities, who possessed the combined powers and hundreds of shamans who came before him.
Ooh.
So this is drug addict Doctor Strange.
So I'm reading one thing here, and this will apply for both of us. It's inspired heavily by manga, this entire comic book run, apparently. The widescreen style used to splash pages and large panels to make the business of saving the world actually look impressive.
Mark Millar worked on this? Wow.
It's huge. Damn. I'm trying to figure out what else they do. I don't know. I'm interested in, at the very least, in Jenny Quarks. Sounds cool.
Yeah.
I like that name. I got to look up Jenny Quarks. Horny alert. Quarks. Let's see. Oh, It's not as cool. Not as cool as I thought. Oh wait, no, she's smoking a cigarette. Never mind.
All right.
Oh yeah, she rocks. You Jenny Clarkson's badass. Cool.
I might read some of this weekend.
Hell yeah.
Just illegally. Give it a shot. Illegally, probably. Actually, I got my DC Universe or DC Infinite subscription. It'll probably be on there. Yeah, I'm kind of interested in this now. Now that I'm reading it, I'm like, got some good writers on here. This could be interesting.
Shout out Jenny Quarks.
This is very much a James Gunn thing, though.
Yes.
You can tell this is this is straight up his alley.
A Green Lantern series titled Lanterns is in the work. Peter Safran said it's in the same vein as HBO's True Detective, which, like, that's a tough thing to say.
Tough.
Yeah, it's a very tough thing to say because, like, say, like, yeah, season two of True Detective sucks. Like, season one and season three, to a lesser degree, like, one of the best seasons of television ever made ever. So you don't want to do that. If you want to say, hey, it's a Green Lantern detective story, say that.
Yeah.
Let people watch it and be like, wow, this is like True Detective. Let them make that inference. Don't set your bar at True Detective.
They did it twice in the end of their announcement, too. They had the other show, which we'll get to, that they said is like Game of Thrones.
Exactly,
It's like, oh, geez, these guys must have high expectations for their stuff because you're setting the bar pretty high.
Apparently, some of the iterations of Green Lantern were detectives, right? Well, they aren't police, but like...
Yeah, they're cops. They're space cops is what they are. And
Ajab.
I do see the vision here. Like, this, I think, has the largest variance of good to bad. Like, it could either be one of the most unique and best things DC has ever done, or it could end up being a fucking shit show. I mean,
could it be as bad as the Green Lantern movie?
No, it can't.
I don't think it can be either.
It really can't.
It's hard. I feel like they haven't ever done Hal Jordan justice, at least in non-animated form, like live action form. Maybe it just doesn't work.
And this one, we're getting Hal and John Stewart, which I think is also a cool move. That was like so many of us talked about James Gunn's slate. Mm-hmm. Who are they going to bring in as Green Lantern? He's like, how about you get two of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think there's the True Detective angle because John Stewart's a little bit of like a hard ass and Hal Jordan's a lot more like easygoing and, you know, free spirited. I love John Stewart. I'm happy they're bringing him in. They've been on the fence. Like, who are they going to initially do? Guy Gardner, Green Lantern, and like the douchebag, the worst one.
Yeah.
So thank God they fixed that. I like the idea. I love the idea. You know, they come down to Earth to investigate a dark crime, and you know, they don't have to use their powers the whole time. They're actually doing some detective work. Like, I like it. I like it.
The less powers you start with in any superhero movie, I think the better.
Yes. Like
you work your way towards
that. Give us some green eye glow. Just leave it at that.
You don't instantly blow your load on that, right?
Yeah.
You got to build it up. You got to edge a little bit.
And it'll be tough for them because like it's a show. It's a series. That's 10 hours of content. Like you cannot be doing all these special effects on a TV show. Like it's just, unless you're going to spend $15 million an episode, which they're not going to.
An Amazon series titled Paradise Lost is in the works. Political drama set in Themyscira, right? They can pronounce it. Prior to the events of the first Patty Jenkins Wonder Woman movie. This is the one they said was going to be like
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. This is, I think, kind of interesting because the idea, again, you don't want to compare yourself to shit like Game of Thrones. It's a bad idea. But like the idea of like that sort of political drama within the DC universe is cool because that's not something I think you ever see, period. It's kind of just like punchy, you know, action shit, but to get more of like intrigue involved with it, I think is smart. What was it that we did? Andor is a great example of that. We're used to fucking dudes doing the Force and lightsabers and shit. And like, that was a political drama within a world that we don't get that with. And like, it was incredible. You do that same thing in the DC universe could be great. I was never really into the world of the Amazonians too much. Like, I don't know.
It's very Greek.
Super
like you gotta be like Percy Jackson kids will enjoy it. But, yeah, because you get like they're not only dealing with themselves. I mean, they deal with like Zeus and Athena. Like
they can't bring back Ares.
Are they going to have men in this show? Because it's an island of women only.
Yeah,
and that made me think most likely to get review bombed on Rotten Tomatoes before it comes out.
Without a doubt, just like the actual movies did. Although the second one was admittedly dog shit.
But I did like the Amazon part of that one.
Yes.
It was cool. The Snyder Cut?
The Amazonian part of Snyder Cut was really cool. They were throwing the cube back and forth, escaping Darkseid.
Oh, that was
great. Yeah, and the flashback to when he first goes to Themyscira.
Yeah.
And they have Hercules, right? Hercules is fighting alongside...
Yeah.
Yeah,
Green Lanterns and all that stuff.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I actually would have loved to see more of that.
Just that. That could have been the start of something almost in the same way in Lord of the Rings 1. They show the War of the Ring right in the beginning. Like, do that and then move forward. It would have been awesome.
But in terms of that series, my excitement level is very, very middle of the road.
Depends who directs it. Like, if they were to get...
I feel like it's going to be Patty.
No.
She's
I feel like it's going to be Patty. I think she wants to stay on with this.
She's, no. I get the sense just based off like the statement she's had over the last like 6 months and stuff that she's into it.
We'll see.
She wants, I think she would want it to make it at the very least look like she dumped DC, not DC dumped her.
She'll get executive producer credit on it. For sure. Nolan on Man of Steel. It's like, we know you didn't really work on that.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder who they would get though. If they could get, what's his name from Andor, would be, that would be awesome.
Tony Gilroy?
Yeah, Tony Gilroy.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Hire him.
I would be so down for that.
He's only doing two seasons of Andor.
Exactly. I mean, that could be legitimately incredible. After that, a Swamp Thing is in development, a movie. James Mangold said he's interested in directing after the announcement. Is rumored to already be in talks for the job. I don't like Swamp Thing. I'm middling interested, but once you say James Mangold, I'm so in. I love James Mangold.
Swamp Thing's one of those characters. You hear the name, you see him, you're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But in actuality, it's like one of the best characters in all of DC. Just well done. Yeah. I mean, fans have been clamoring for this character to get a live action treatment forever. And to see him get a movie, that's
got it briefly on HBO Max and they canceled it right away.
So weird.
It was also like decent.
Yeah.
It looked like they put a lot of money into the pilot and stuff. I think Swamp Thing's one of the coolest looking characters in the DC universe. Like legit one of the coolest. He also said that this one's basically going to be a horror movie.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
It was just kind of like what we were talking about with the, what do you call it? The Werewolf by Night. That was incredible.
And just venturing out. And they put out that statement too. I think it was Safran that said like, DC movies are not going to be alien comes from the sky. You shoot a beam up into the sky and heroes save the day. They're like, we're not in the business of making formulaic movies here. We want to push the boundaries of the genre.
Yeah.
We want to have black, white, but also gray characters. So I feel like they like at least know what they're doing in terms of that's the number one thing you got to avoid. Mm-hmm. You can't make all these movies just Marvel clones.
The thing is, it's a great idea, but they got to stick to it. They have to stick to it. They cannot panic when a movie gets, you know, maybe
bombed or bad
reviews or bad reviews. Like you got to stick with it. You got to keep trying new things. And I feel like that was one of their biggest problems in starting the DCEU is like they just. They're so spastic. They just like, just chill, do your own thing, set your own stuff up. And they're just like freaking out when they first started. Like,
they also need to like tell people what they want versus do like let people tell them what they want. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be at a certain stage in, I think, franchise development. You need to be like the tastemaker for them.
Yep.
You can't let them like.
And James Gunn is probably a good guy for that.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. This is probably the least interesting thing on the slate. An Amanda Waller series is in development. Viola Davis will return to the role, will be a direct follow-up to Peacemaker. I have zero interest in Amanda Waller. Now, I think Viola Davis, generationally great actress. Why is she doing this?
It's perplexing.
Yeah.
They've wasted her as an actress in that role.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe this is their opportunity to get that right.
She was better in the Suicide Squad. I'll give her – like they used her better there. They used her a little better in Peacemaker, and apparently this will be a straight – direct follow-up to season two of Peacemaker. So should be at least have that tie-in to get me interested. But outside of that,
That's how I felt about Peacemaker, though. Like, after the Suicide Squad, when they announced that, I was like, he's the one you're giving a fucking series to? Like, I love John Cena, but...
At least looking back on it, it feels like that should have been no-brainer. Oh, this will probably be good because James Gunn just picked out the goofiest motherfucker.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the most James Gunn thing to do.
He's also, like, a hero. Like, this is, like, if they were to do, like a Rick Flag series.
Asshole.
Yeah, but that's the thing. No, I don't mean like that, but he's, like, a superhero character.
You know okay,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like... Meanwhile, like it would be like a Rick Flag series or like I'm trying to think in the Marvel universe, like fucking who's the dude in Black Panther? Martin Freeman's character. What was it? It's Ross. Agent Ross, right?
No, that's
because they're both Ross. There's two Rosses.
Oh,
Thunderbolt Ross, which is now Harrison Ford.
Harrison,
but he's Agent Ross, I think.
Everett Ross, is that him?
Yeah,
Everett Ross.
Like, if there's a series based on him or something, or even on Thunderbolt Ross,
they have
like,
good people involved though. They got writers from Watchmen and the creator of Doom Patrol.
Yeah, Doom Patrol rocks.
Oh, so, okay,
really good series.
Like, he put together a good team.
Yeah, shout out Brendan Fraser, great in that series.
Let's get Brendan Fraser a different role.
Last thing, a Booster Gold series is in development. The reception on this was kind of weird. At least when I was like looking through the tweets on Booster Gold, like a very like mixed reaction. People are like, why are they focusing on Booster Gold?
Or, what do you mean? Why are they focusing on Booster Gold? Booster Gold fucking rules. That's why they're Booster Gold. Fun.
Well, give the people a breakdown on Booster Gold.
He's the greatest hero of all time.
So he's like a loser from the future.
Yeah.
Who goes back in time and I believe like saves Ronald or like Ronald Reagan from getting assassinated or some shit like that.
He never got us. Oh, wait. Is he the guy? Well, he got an assassination
because
attempt.
Of Booster Gold.
Oh, okay.
He never got assassinated.
Gotcha.
I think that's how it goes. But yeah, he's a loser who just like wants to become popular. So he goes back into the past with future technology. James Gunn said this is the story of imposter syndrome through a superhero show.
I kind of like that.
Sounds super 80s to me, to be honest. Like, I know it's a story from the future, mm-hmm. but just like that storyline sounds very like,
I mean,
back to the future.
That's when they started it in the 80s.
Okay. Makes sense.
So, yeah. But Booster Gold he's a fun character. Mm-hmm. Like, he's kind of just like a fucking idiot.
that whole series concept, I was never a fan, but I was like, that seems fun.
Yeah. All right. That's it for this news. Before we get into our draft, we do have one ad read. And Robbie, I'll give you the honors.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I'm James Gunn, the new CEO, the new co-CEO of DC Films. I know that I gave you a few little bits to chew on, but here is a whole meal. Here is the first full project for the new DC. This Superman will almost be a biography of the universally loved American icon Clark Kent. And tell me, have you ever wondered, what if Superman was drenched in high saturated colors, questionable CGI, Australian actors, and truly terrible music? Well, you're in luck. The next iteration of Superman, Superman Legacy, will be directed by none other than Baz Luhrmann. Baz Luhrmann's casting has already been rounded out with the following. Sam Worthington as Superman. He will be digitally de-aged to play teenage Clark Kent for the entire runtime of the movie. Rebel Wilson as Lois Lane. She will also be digitally de-aged. Jai Courtney as Jonathan Kent. Liam Hemsworth in drag as Martha Kent. Tom Hanks as Lex Luthor. Also, the music for the movie will be supplied entirely by Iggy Azalea. Keep an eye out for these hot new tracks coming to Spotify soon. Straight Outta Krypton, featuring Tyga. The Daily Zanit. I Wanna Cream the Superman.
I want to cream the Superman?
I want to cream the Superman. If that wasn't enough, I'm also happy to announce that we have also cast our first major villain, Doomsday. He will be mocapped and voiced by Tucci Maine himself, Stanley Tucci. As far as the other updates go, I know you were all clamoring for the Amanda Waller show, so she will finally get her own series. I'm happy to announce that the new series, Waller is a Go, and Wes Anderson is the showrunner. I'm James Gunn. See you next time.
Some really interesting news, I think, coming out of DC. I mean, arguably their best decision, I think, is this casting.
Listen, I know it was a joke, but Tom Hanks needs to get his career back on track. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Okay. He can actually play a grumpy asshole. We saw it in Otto.
Man called Otto. Oh, something I want to forget forever. Oh,
I mean, Lex Luthor kind of really is just a spiteful, grumpy asshole. What?
Has Hanks ever gone bald in a movie?
Yeah, in Philadelphia.
I was going to say Cloud Atlas.
Oh, yeah. True.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When he has the weird ass, like, pencil thin mustache.
Weird mustache. Yeah.
In what movie?
Cloud Atlas.
He has, like, I haven't seen Cloud Atlas.
He plays like five different characters in Cloud Atlas.
One of them has like the most ridiculous. It's one of the most ridiculous. He looks like John Travolta.
He like literally looks like him. It's so fun. Like, these are all the iterations of him.
Holy Cloud shit. Atlas. That's crazy.
he has literally like these
long Cloud Atlas good? Is it worth watching? No. Okay.
No, God, no. Gotcha. It's not good. That is from the Wachowskis, right? Did Cloud Atlas? Remember right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Have they done anything good since Matrix? Or no?
Wachowskis?
Not really. Yeah.
No. I love the Matrix, the original, obviously.
I still kind of dig all three.
I actually like two, yeah. Maybe three gets a little.
They need to find a new animator ripoff.
V for Vendetta. I like V for Vendetta.
Oh, yeah. I like V.
Speed Racer. It's good.
Never saw it. It's
actually good. Speed Racer. V for Vendetta.
Yeah,
but V for Vendetta is a good movie.
Yeah.
Cloud Atlas bad. Jupiter Ascending real bad.
Yeah.
And then Matrix Resurrections, which was like moot. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I was just so neutral. On Matrix Revolutions. Bad.
Still bad. Haven't seen it.
Bad.
I heard really bad things and it made me nervous, so I didn't watch it.
Just a waste of time.
Very funny story was when, like, obviously Will Smith, like, declined being Neo in The Matrix. Yep. And he said the reason why was because, like, he went to a pitch meeting where the Wachowskis explained to him the technology. And it was basically just, like, them going, like, okay, so basically you're going, like, and he's just, like, it was very bad pitch because, like, I just didn't get what they were trying to tell me. So he just said no, which, again, I don't totally blame him for it, in a sense. But also kind of sucks in retrospect.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't he do Wild Wild West?
Wild Wild West with Klein and Kenneth Branagh was the big bad guy.
Yeah.
You guys shit on that movie so much, but
good song.
Wild Wild West is a good movie.
Good song.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
I don't know about
movie. I'm tired of pretending it's not fun.
It's very watchable. It's fun.
When I was a kid, I love that
good
movie.
I don't know.
Yeah, because your brain was undeveloped. That, it makes sense why you'd like
true.
It when you're a kid.
That's not true. Your IQ stays the same your whole life.
All right. Our draft, I did the order ahead of time. It's Gooch, then me, then Robbie. Again, so the draft for this, we're doing two actors. We're going to assign them to a character. Two directors, we'll assign them to a project. And then one miscellaneous.
Does it matter order? Is it like
you could do any order you want
as a director round two?
Okay. I say you could do any order you want. But when we present this on the graphic, we won't do the draft order. We're just going to do, I think, just
yeah, just make team. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'll start. I'll go first. There's no real clear top pick here, but I will go Daniel Kaluuya as the John Stewart Green Lantern.
That's a good pick.
That is a good pick.
This is like dream fan cast because I don't think Daniel Kaluuya ever in his career is going to do a superhero movie. It just doesn't seem like the kind of guy that'll do it.
Yeah,
Black Panther.
Oh, that's true. But he didn't even come back
for the second one. Yeah. Couldn't make time in his schedule.
I don't know how busy he actually was. So he just doesn't give off that vibe, especially wanting to lead like that. But I do think he'd fit really well there. I think he's like top three actor working, to be honest. But
very good.
Daniel Kaluuya would fit great there. Like I said, John Stewart, really cool character, former military, hard ass, also just gets with every girl on the show in Justice League Unlimited, feels like.
Yep.
So be fun. Yeah.
I like that. That's a really good pick. For mine, I'll pick a director. I'll do John Watts for Superman Legacy. I think he would be really good at, like, I think, like, one thing that, if anything, Spider-Man movies, like, kind of showed us is, like, he's really good at setting the world up, mm-hmm. if that makes sense, and, like, kind of he's really good at, like, explaining a character, characterization, whatever you call it. So I'd go John Watts, Superman Legacy. We'll give him a chance to give us a good Superman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's something he did amazing with Spider-Man, because, like, we're not that far removed from the original Spider-Man trilogy. Like, we all love that one for the most part too. And so to do it that not that far removed and make it a totally different sort of character out of Peter Parker and make us still totally invested in him, I think it was impressive.
People will say that, and I've said it before too, John Watts doesn't have like the strongest directorial style. Like, you don't really feel him popping off the screen, but you can.
Yeah, Boss Luhrmann is
his Spider-Man trilogy does have a lot of heart to it.
Yeah.
And that's something Superman needs. It, like, Superman, that's what makes Superman great. He's got all the heart in the world. Like, so I do love that pick.
One dimensional, but a ton of heart. And that's something where I think they can expand.
Not one dimensional. He's not.
He's just a good guy.
That's a normie take.
he's okay, but put it this way. Among all, and kick comic books like out of this equation, all of the media presentations of Superman, he's the most one-dimensional character.
I would agree. In live action, yeah.
Yeah. Like, comics, they go way further, way deeper. Every single comic book character that's ever existed.
Is Justice League Unlimited, like, the best representation of Superman you think we've gotten? It's a really good one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yes. I also love their, who played him in? Fuck. The Flashpoint Paradox. Not Flashpoint Paradox. Justice League Wars. Like, the second one in the DCAU. Anyways, Superman kind of is a cocky asshole, and I actually kind of loved that take.
That more Homelander version of him is interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like Homelander. Like, he was still like a great guy, but he would shit talk Batman quite a bit, and it was pretty funny.
That was a great OG YouTube video, was the Justice League dubbed over version or whatever. That was very funny.
I think it's just called Justice League War.
Robbie, you're up back to back.
So I'm going to go with, speaking of a normie pick, I'm going to go with a fan cast that's been fan casted so long at this point that I feel like some may roll their eyes at it, but I'm still in this bandwagon. I'm still in this boat. I want to see Bryan Cranston play Lex Luthor so bad.
Oh, baby. I just came a little bit.
I need that. I need Bryan Cranston as Lex Luthor in my life. Shave that head again. Bring back that Heisenberg energy for it. He can strike fear into the heart of even Superman, I think.
Such a great voice.
Such a great voice. And it's funny enough, Gus Fring has played Lex Luthor.
In what?
Harley Quinn. He's the voice of Lex Luthor. Right. He's a great Lex Luthor voice. But Bryan Cranston is also a fantastic choice. Also just looks good bald.
So bald, I'm going to go Bryan Cranston there. And then with my wraparound pick, I'm going to pick a director. And I'm going to put all my cards on the table here. I know this isn't going to happen. This is a long shot. He would never accept this. I'm going to have David Fincher direct Lanterns.
Oh, ooh, baby. It's a
detective story. Yeah, hell yeah. Fuck, that's good.
Throw a little Seven in there.
Yeah, well, so it's a series, right? The
Lanterns. Yeah, it is a series.
Like, if you think about Mindhunter, what he was able to do with that, and you apply that to the superhero world, like...
I mean, they said dark crime drama. No one does dark crime drama better than Fincher.
When I think dark crime drama, that's the name that comes to mind.
Like, that's his shit. Fuck, that's really good. I don't know. Again, I don't know if he would do it, but
I don't think he would do it, but I would love if he did.
You never know. Like, if the first few of these projects are good and they really allow directors to have free reign,
yeah,
I think we'll be surprised on the names they'll end up getting.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you allow the freedom, people get a lot more interested in doing that versus like showing up to Marvel. No offense, but they do have their plans in place and they have things they want to do in every movie and every project. Not as much freedom, but maybe that's how DC wins here.
For my pick, I'll go with – they already kind of implied it, but Matthew McConaughey as Hal Jordan – an older Hal Jordan.
Really?
Wait, they implied McConaughey?
Well, no, they implied with True Detective.
True.
Give him as Hal Jordan. I feel like you do him as an older one, the free-spirited. Can you find a better free-spirited type
of actor? He's played a pilot before.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, he's out there and he knows, he has the vibe. I think he could play an older version of him. Imagine him opposite Kahlua. Like,
that'd be awesome.
That'd be really awesome.
That'd be incredible. Like, their back and forth of, like, clash of personalities, like the super seriousness of Kahlua versus him, it'd be like, I think that could be awesome.
Has McConaughey ever done anything like that?
Like a superhero movie?
I don't think
anything
so.
Like, not even like just superhero, like big IP, like anything big IP.
Let's see. Well, not IP, damn.
By the way, the last time I was on the Long Take, you guys told me I need to watch The Gentlemen, and I corrected that. I've watched it since the last
What'd
Long
you think?
Take. Tremendous movie.
Good.
Loved right? it.
Henry Golding, dude, so fucking good.
It's so
movie.
Funny.
No, you know who really truly killed me in that was Hugh Grant.
Oh, yeah.
Hugh Grant was just unbelievable in that
Great
role.
Great character, yeah.
Him and what's his name? Charlie Hunnam's back and forth.
Yeah, Charlie Hunnam.
When he's like blackmailing him with all
like
the info.
That's like his best role in like forever, Charlie Hunnam's.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is his best role.
Let's see. Matthew McConaughey's movies by box office. Interstellar. Wolf of Wall Street. No, that doesn't really count. Tropic Thunder. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Contact. Magic Mike.
Jeez. Fool's Gold.
Failure to Launch, Time to Kill, U571. I gotta watch that again. That was a good.
He's never done movie. IP. He's never done anything IP, which is really weird.
Dark Tower is probably that's what they were going for, but it never worked out.
Yeah, that sucks. What happened with that movie?
What was that?
The Dark Tower. Stephen King's like Dark Tower. Like it's one. Apparently, I have never read it, but people act like it's one of the best book series of all time.
Wow,
the movie sucks.
And the movie was not.
Yeah, real bad. So Matthew McConaughey is my pick.
Great trailer though.
Was an awesome trailer. That was very.
It was a good trailer. Do you remember that? He like takes like one shot or something like in the trailer. So sick.
That's cool. Those revolvers are awesome. Gooch, you're up.
All right. I'm going to go director. I'm going to go Swamp Thing. I want Guillermo del Toro.
Ooh, I like that.
We're going horror. We're going monster. Guillermo del Toro is my guy. GDT. And I think it's something he might actually be up for.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Even if he's never heard of Swamp Thing for some weird reason, he would like you explained the most base synopsis of the character.
Yeah, like that feels very much up his alley.
He made a water person.
I think this one is gettable. Yeah.
He would love that. Just a monster flick.
But apparently James Mangold's already in talks for the job. And I like James Mangold, but this doesn't feel like his kind of project.
He also has the Bob Dylan movie next.
Okay.
With Timothée Chalamet.
Okay. Damn.
So people were already saying, like, if that's next, like, is Swamp Thing 10 years from now?
Yeah.
Shit, that's a lot. So Guillermo del Toro, Swamp Thing.
And then I'll go back to back with that. I don't think it's going to be taken. Actually, I'll just go ahead and do it. I'm going to go Jensen Ackles as Batman.
I love that.
I'm going to do it. He wasn't a great actor when he first started on Supernatural. I think he's become a much better actor. I think he was very, very good. Not great, but very good in The Boys.
Yep.
And he's wanted this role forever. And I think he fits the role. He fits the age. He fits the look, the size. I think he'd be a good fit. He's got the jawline. He's voiced Batman before. So I like it. I really do.
Also, can I just point out, I just looked him up. He has a child named Justice.
Yo.
It really might be because of that.
He also has a child named Arrow. Batman?
Yeah, I mean, like, he is a...
His three kids' names, Justice, Arrow, and Zeppelin.
What a fucking badass.
Holy shit. Zeppelin Ackles?
Bram Ackles, Justice J. Ackles, and Arrow Rhodes Ackles.
Wait, we gotta find this out, like, if these kids' names actually...
Or based on that?
Bro, Justice is unreal.
Kids.
First article that comes
She's
up.
Nine.
Jensen Ackles explains why he named his son after a knot.
Justice J.
Who did he play in Smallville? I'm seeing he was on this show for 10
years. He was someone's boyfriend, I think, at some point. He was only on there for a little run.
But he wasn't like a superhero. Smallville.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't think so. He came in like season 5.
He has twins. Okay. Baby boy.
Yeah, Zeppelin and Arrow.
Yeah, damn. That's fucking crazy. No, I dig that though. Who is it? Henry Cavill's dog's name is Kal-El or something? Or Cal?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
It's just Cal, I forget. He's into it too. I miss him. We need more Henry Cavill stuff.
Dude. You could cast him as Batman.
You really could. I put that up yesterday in my fan casting. I was like, he looks like him. He just does. He really does look like him, and he's the right age.
Looks good in a suit. Like,
I think he auditioned for Batman Begins.
Did he?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Mm.
Ran into a buzzsaw when you have to audition against Christian Bale.
But also, Christian Bale is a great actor. I wouldn't say any of the Batman movies are his best performances.
No.
Like, nothing about any of them. Like, he's not the main focus in any of them.
He usually gets outshined by his villains.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's not, no disrespect to, obviously, Christian Bale. It's just like, that's just the nature of the movies. All right, for my next pick for the same Superman Legacy movie, I'll have Chris Pine as Jonathan Kent. You're talking about, dude, like, I think about in Man of Steel, Kevin Costner as Jonathan Kent, like that same sort of, like, you know, farmer gritty feel. And then I think about Chris Pine in Hell or High Water, and like that instantly just clicks to me. And I think that he would be such a great guy to add depth to the character of Clark Kent. And I think he would just be an awesome actor to bounce off of in general for whoever you cast as Superman.
He's also kind of sneaky. Older than you think.
Yes, he's definitely older than you
like
think
in your head, you kind of immediately go, he's like 30, 30 years old.
Yeah.
Because he's like, for some reason in my head, he's just stuck as Star Trek buddy, Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
But like now he's got like full, I mean, his hair is gray. His hair is very gray, very gray. He can grow a nice beard. I don't hate that.
I think he'd be good. I think he would add a ton of depth. I even like that scene from Man of Steel where Kevin Costner does the stop. Yeah, it's just like
so stupid.
That's
so
the dumbest. Crazy. That's the dumbest part of Man of Steel.
Yeah. That was dumbest really dumb. Part, but so sad.
I also didn't hate Kevin Costner in that role before that. I was like, he's actually pretty good.
On paper, yeah, no, that's the right pick.
Yes, that flashback scene was good.
Who was the Sally Field?
Not Diane Keaton. Fucking
we're confusing our
God damn it, God
white
damn
women.
Yeah. Steelcast, fuck. What was her name?
She was really good.
I nothing on her name. Diane Lane.
Diane
That's why
Lane
I
was
Diane
really good in those movies.
Yeah.
She was one of the better actors or actresses in those movies.
And again, Michael Shannon, really good at Zod.
Oh, so good. He'll be in The Flash.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, fucking. He was good as Zod. The writing in that movie, no disrespect to Zack Snyder, horrible. There's a scene in it where they're in the middle of like the obliterated Metropolis and. Zod's doing his whole speech, right? His speech is cool, where he's like, everything I did was to protect Krypton, blah, 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 blah. You took that from me. And then Superman just floats up like this, like just floating parallel off the ground. And he just goes like, you're a monster, Zod, and I'm going to stop you. It's like, oh, dude, come on. Anyway, so yeah, Chris Pine is Jonathan Kent. Robbie Fox, you have back to back.
So I am going to get a director here. For The Authority, a movie that none of us knew anything about.
Dude, I have a director written down for it. if you take it, I'm going to lose. I literally waited on because I was like, oh, there's no fucking way anybody's going to pick anything for the authority. All right, go ahead.
I'm taking Dan Trachtenberg.
Okay, that's not what I did.
Dan Trachtenberg did 10 Cloverfield Lane. He did Prey this year. He did the first episode of The Boys. So he knows how to introduce.
That sounds Trachtenberg. Am I fucking that up?
Trachtenberg? It might be Trachtenberg.
I might just be thinking that because of Michelle Trachtenberg.
It might be. I've never said his name out loud before today. So this was big for me. But I've been a big fan of him for a while since 10 Cloverfield Lane. Yeah. That's a movie I go back to.
If it was not a Cloverfield movie,
yeah,
people would think about it like one of the better movies from that era.
John Goodman's performance in that is unreal. Like my favorite John Goodman performance.
Should not
so I'm going to take him for the authority because if he got attached, I would immediately become way more interested.
Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. That's a great pick. And I feel like we don't see him in a ton. And he was that Prey movie was the best one since Predator.
It was awesome.
It was so good. So much fun. And obviously a lot of supernatural elements to that, which you'd get in superhero movies too. I like that a lot. And you back to back it with?
I mean, I'm going to go back to something I said earlier. I really liked the Supergirl show. And the main reason I liked it was because of Melissa Benoist or Benoit, however you say it.
Benoit.
Recasting her as Supergirl.
Stop.
In the DCU.
Stop.
She deserves the role. I'm recasting her. Melissa Benoist.
I love that. No, I like that. He's a good character. That's not a bad thing at all. So let's.
How old is she?
She hasn't done anything since Supergirl.
There's a reason why.
Oh, stop, Gooch.
She's a bad actress. She's a bad actress. I'm tired of pretending. The CW shows, I defend them. I defend them more than anybody. They're fun. They're good.
Oh, she's in Whiplash.
On TV. Yeah. But we cannot pretend the act. There's
she's
a reason.
34.
There's a reason these actors don't work on a lot of other stuff. Let's put it that way.
She's 34, but she doesn't look 34.
The kid who played was Dustin, whatever. The kid who played The Flash. Yeah, I don't see him in anything.
Grant Gustin? That. Yeah, the fans who thought Grant Gustin was going to be, they're going to recast him as The Flash. That's stop.
Fuck it. I'd be down with that too. I'm stop. With you, CW fans.
I like them. I like him. I like him in that role, but he's not the movie. He's not a movie actor.
Fuck, that's I really
there's
like
a
that.
There's a certain je ne sais quoi to being on the silver screen.
I really like that that recasting though. That's smart. All right. From
you have all the blonde actresses in the world in Hollywood. You went with
I went with Melissa Benoist. I almost went with Anya Taylor-Joy. I'm going to admit that. She's okay. A much better actress, but
she doesn't have a Superman feel. She has a villain feel.
Those
cheekbones, man. She's a bad guy.
Like Catwoman or something, or Vicky Vale.
Oh, she'd be a good Catwoman.
Yeah.
Like in the vein of like Anne Hathaway's version.
I think
did she
audition for it?
For Catwoman?
For like the Batman Catwoman?
Hold on.
She was too young for that one. Oh, the Batman. Okay, the Batman.
No, there's just been a lot of fan cast.
Yeah,
gotcha. I know a fan cast for Black Cat. People want to see her play Black Cat for like opposite Spider-Man.
I dig
that. That'd be a good pick.
All right. For my pick coming around, I will have – gets harder here for sure. I'll do my miscellaneous, and I'll do a series that's based on Krypton. It's like the series is on Krypton because I think when in the scenes of Man of Steel that took place on Krypton, I thought were awesome. Mm-hmm. And like, if you were to do in the same way they're doing the Paradise Lost, like a political thriller or political drama based on Krypton with like all these superpower people, this weird fucking like lore all applied onto it, I think it could be really cool. And all stuff, obviously pre Superman, pre the destruction of Krypton and all of that. I think you could have something really interesting, especially because like, just imagine Game of Thrones, but everyone has fucking can fly and shoot lasers at each other. Like, I don't know. I think it could be something that would be really interesting.
Were you aware that they made this show on Sci-Fi 2 years ago?
On Sci-Fi?
Yeah. It lasted for 2 seasons, got canceled very quickly. It's exactly the show you're describing. It's called Krypton.
So let's say instead of it being on Sci-Fi, which has like a budget of a Jiffy Lube coupon, let's say it's HBO.
Yes.
An HBO style.
I mean, it's what they did with Swamp Thing, right? They took a canceled show and they're like, we're going to actually put an investment
into this. They really did this already?
Yeah.
Yeah, from it ran from 2018 to 2019.
There is not
20 episodes.
There is not a name on here with a Wikipedia link. This is bad. Oh my, there's not a single name on here.
I was going to say, was Ramsey Bolton in that show? But no, he was in the Inhumans.
They had Brainiac in the show.
Okay, Georgina Campbell, I love
Adam Strange.
Aaron P. I don't
Seg L. Litazad.
Litazad.
Aaron Pierre.
Jane Azad. Dev M. These are total Krypton names. Yeah. Jax Ur.
They got cool names.
Yeah.
They're almost like Lord of the Rings names. You know what I mean? Like Sauron type names.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I guess my incidental remake of Krypton is my pick. Gooch, you have back to round out.
You know, it's funny because I actually thought about saying they should make a Titans, Teen Titans series.
Yeah.
Which they have one. They have one running right now, but it's just.
It's trash.
It's bad. I've watched every episode, unfortunately. That's not going to be the first pick I do on this backpack. First pick, I am going to do The Authority. My director pick, though, Edgar Wright.
Okay.
Get a little goofball comedy, kind of, you know, high energy, very kinetic, you know, a lot of music, bright colors. Sounds like it's the right fit. Came to mind, like, right when we went through that Wikipedia page of these characters, I was like, Edgar Wright could do something fun here. James Gunn would be my first pick, but I don't really want him too involved on the creative side. So, yeah. We're going to do Edgar Wright.
He needs to get back into the superhero movie genre anyway. Because like even if you think about his influence on the Ant-Man or the Ant-Man movies, like it's awesome.
Yeah. It's really cool. So Edgar Wright doing The Authority. And then my other one is going to be, please just get us a Dick Grayson. Get Dick Grayson into the DCU.
Fuck, that was my miscellaneous.
Like, what? How have we not had him yet? Like,
yeah.
It's insane. Like a good one. Yeah. Like he's just a great, he's got a very cool character arc too, going from kind of like just the nerdy ass ward to, you know, trying to do his own thing in Bloodhaven. And he's, I mean, caked up, getting all the girls. He rules. So yeah, I can't say enough. I really wish they weren't doing Damian first. Just start with Dick.
Get some Dick in your life.
Yeah, seriously.
So Dick Grayson, I'll pick, I had a different one in mind at first, but after we talked about it, now I want Tony Gilroy in Paradise Lost. Let him direct Paradise Lost. I'd be really into it.
It's a really good pick.
Again, because of just his ability to do what they're looking for, apparently, just like political intrigue, Game of Thrones type shit. If Tony Gilroy was on behind that, I think it'd be great. And you look at him just not being a Star Wars fan and making one of the best pieces of Star Wars media. I'm assuming he is not the biggest Wonder Woman fan.
I'm still skeptical about him not being a Star Wars fan, though.
He was like, I feel like I kind of believe it.
And he said some things this season where he was like, no, this takes place 3 years before Mon Mothma's speech at blah, blah, blah.
He knew it off the top of his head?
Like real quick. And I was like, not a Star Wars fan, eh?
Either way, I'm going with Tony Gilroy. Robbie Fox got the last pick.
So for my miscellaneous, I was going to say a Nightwing TV show, a Dick Grayson Nightwing. Mm-hmm. Nightwing's one of the coolest fucking superheroes of all time. Yeah. Like when you get a Nightwing action figure as a kid, I remember that was one of my coolest, like most favorite action figures. Mm-hmm. I'm going to change that up to make it a little different from Gooch's pick. And I'm going to say a Robbins show where you follow Dick Grayson, Jason Todd, and Tim Drake. You let us know what they're up to. Even maybe they're working together. Maybe Jason Todd's already the Red Hood. He's already the Red Robin.
All three of those Robins are better than Damian. Like they just are.
I like Damian, but you're right about that. They truly are. Well, I'm not a big Jason Todd guy.
Really? See, I would. Tim Drake's kind of a nerd.
Tim Drake's my favorite.
Okay, it's fair.
Tim Drake from the Batman, like New Adventures of Batman.
Okay.
When he's the Robin, Dick Grayson's already Nightwing. That was like the one I grew up with.
I do like it when Dick Grayson's already Nightwing. Because then he's like he's like the older brother. Like,
and also, Tim Drake had the coolest Robin outfit with the long sleeves that Damian Wayne kind of fucking stole. He just threw a hood on.
Yeah.
Tim Drake's outfit is badass. But I think a Robin's show where it's Nightwing, Red Robin, Red Hood.
Would you want like Batgirls included in the Robin series?
Yes.
There we go.
Olivia Cooke.
Maybe we could eventually get a Batman samurai thing going on. Because every time I see the art of like Batman as a samurai, I'm always like, this is cool.
There's a movie.
There's an anime movie, other than that one,
but like something live action Batman samurai.
Know what else was a good movie? Batman meets Ninja Turtles.
One of the all-time great memes in history is this is the site my parents died, Raphael. And he goes, that's a cow, a bummer, or something. That shit's so funny. All right, so here's our teams. Gooch, you have Daniel Kaluuya as John Stewart, Guillermo del Toro as Swamp Thing, Jensen Ackles as Batman, Edgar Wright.
Guillermo del Toro as the Swamp as Thing.
He would make a Swamp Thing.
Kind of.
Edgar Wright directing The Authority and a Dick Grayson property of some kind. I have John Watts directing Superman Legacy, Matthew McConaughey as Hal Jordan, Chris Pine as Jonathan Kent, series based on Krypton, not involved with the sci-fi project at all. Tony Gilroy directing Paradise Lost, Robbie Fox, you have Bryan Cranston as Lex Luthor, David Fincher directing Lanterns, Dan Trachtenberg directing The Authority, Melissa Benoist. It is Benoist. I said Benoit earlier. I was 100% wrong on that.
Okay. The S is silent.
It is definitely Benoist.
It's a silent S.
Is it Benoit?
No, I'm just spreading misinformation.
I have no clue. I'll be frank. I'm sorry, Melissa Benoist.
Also, when you read it top to bottom like that, I did go for two very different varying qualities of actors.
It is.
Oh, man. I mean, I went from Daniel Kaluuya to a person who has, I don't think, ever been in a movie.
You guys Jensen are lucky Michaels. I didn't go full fucking
girl
boss.
I don't think he's ever been in a movie.
I almost girl bossed it and went Greta Gerwig, Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow.
Oh, fuck, dude. You should have done it. You should have done it. Did I watch Frances Ha the other day?
Dude.
I'm so pumped for fucking Barbie.
She's so good.
People who act like this isn't, Barbie's going to be so good.
It's going to blow shit up. I'm so excited for it. I considered Catherine Bigelow for Supergirl, but I was like, she's too, or Superwoman, whatever. Like,
she's also not very girl powery. You know?
No, I mean? But that's almost what makes her good is her movies aren't based on that. It's just like, hey, here's the girl the woman that like destroyed Osama bin Laden.
Hell yeah.
You were never going to hear her say once in a movie, like, you didn't believe in me because I'm a girl. It's like, implied.
Maybe a Sofia Coppola.
Sofia Coppola, yeah. I considered
she'll never do something like that.
So, Gina Prince Blythe, who directed Woman King, which was very solid.
That was
her as Paradise or in Paradise Lost. It was I also considered. I thought would be solid. And then Ben Mintz as a Swamp Thing. I also considered heavily. Can you imagine? It would have been hilarious. Like
he already is the Swamp Thing. I know. In the swamp,
but which just made me choke.
But just imagine him in like full swamp.
So, fellas, you gotta respect the green.
What's up, fellas?
Who here's been hurting the green?
Oh, shit, that's funny.
I think it'd be really good. What is like the main villain of Swamp Thing?
Literally humans.
Anton Arcane, I guess.
People that want to destroy the environments. The people from Avatar.
Oh, like so people searching for unobtainium.
Yeah.
Or Michael Myers voicing Swamp Thing. Literally just Shrek all over again. Could have been bad.
Out of my swamp.
What else did I considered Ty Simpkins as Superman, but he's too young, I think.
I have some other drafts written down.
Give us all the honorable mentions.
I'm doing these for TikTok because I put up that fan cast. Yeah, people lose their fucking minds over those.
James Bond one had like fucking 4 million views. It's insane. Still commenting.
People mad that...
That included like Dev Patel.
It's like, oh, I didn't realize everybody who was British was white, but whatever. Superman, I had down Austin Butler, Matt Bomer, Jacob Elordi.
I don't like Austin Butler as that.
He's too pretty.
He's
almost too pretty.
You gotta be
he would do the Elvis voice.
American man version of like a girl next door to play Superman.
It'll be interesting to see him as Fade Ralph, though.
Okay,
That'll be like deciding like, can he do more stuff like that? Michael B. Jordan, like I know that's been going around forever. But
what happened with that? That was his Superman movie was. I guess it can happen now.
I don't think they've given any updates on the Black Superman movie.
And that was going to be directed by a comic book writer.
Not Clark Kent. That's can't remember his name. But there is a Black Superman like an Elseworlds.
I heard a blog on it once. I forget. Anything else you got?
I had Anthony Hopkins as Alfred.
Ooh, he might be too old.
Nathan Fillion is Hal Jordan.
Nathan Fillion is Hal Jordan. He would be a great Hal Jordan. That's right. Damn. If you think about any character he's done, even like him in Firefly, like that would be a great barometer.
I'm pretty sure he's voiced. I'm almost positive he's voiced Hal Jordan too.
It wouldn't shock me.
He voiced someone in DC. I can't remember who it was though.
See, Henry Count. I don't have. I know I blogged about the Black Superman.
Yeah, he voiced Hal Jordan a few times.
Yeah, let him do it. The same thing happened with him in Uncharted. Like, he did that short movie where he played.
He should have been. I like Tom Holland. That was a bad cast.
it was just weird because I think if they casted a younger Sully instead of like Matt Damon, who doesn't look that much older
You're getting your Bostonians mixed up.
Oh, whatever, dude. Mark Wahlberg. If you just get like people that are closer in age further in age, I think it would have been a little better. But whatever. Still, I think it wasn't as bad a movie as people initially.
No. The ending boat scene was actually fun.
Uncharted.
Yeah.
Jeff had it in his top five action movies of the year. I noticed that, and I was like, whoa.
I
didn't see it.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
Just had some couple issues here and there. But yeah, Nathan Fillion did the short movie with it. He was great.
That's listed on his IMDb.
What? The short movie?
Yeah.
Do you ever watch it?
I think I saw like it's only like...
It's all on YouTube.
It's like 15 minutes long, right?
Yeah, and it's very solid. It's an interesting short. So that's our full lists. We'll be back next week with a new topic. Thank you, Robbie, so much for joining us. Make sure to listen to My Mom's Basement, where you guys did like a full deep dive on the DC
Full
slate.
Deep dive and Last of Us Episode 3, as everyone's talking about.
Exactly. So make sure to go watch My Mom's Basement to get that full deep dive. We'll be back next week. Next on Monday, I believe we'll have Jeff back for that one as well. When we're watching, we're going to do...
what are we doing? We're doing... We decided, Knock at the Cabin.
Knock at the Cabin. We were deciding between that and fuck. What was the other one? We were thinking
80 for Brady. And you know what? The initial reviews on it.
Very high. People saying
everyone's saying it's like it's a lot better than it should be.
Yeah. But yeah, we're gonna do Knock at the Cabin because people are so far from the consensus I've seen from the people I trust, they've said like this is probably M. Night's best movie in like 15 years. Or something like that.
Better than Split?
I was going to say, Split was pretty good.
I like Split a lot, too, but I think it's like his best like M. Night movie. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like, Split was a good movie. I guess it wasn't like the M. Night feels.
Yeah, it didn't have the huge Split M. Night fell off a massive cliff for twist. Me when
oh, the Invincible.
He becomes a Superman.
Invincible is a good...
The ending I like when
he goes into the diner. Thing. Yeah.
Unbreakable, that wrapped it back around. Yes. I was like, oh, cool. But when Professor X becomes a fucking crazy guy running on the walls.
They really fumbled the fucking bag on Glass.
Yeah.
Glass thinking about it, Unbreakable and Split are both good to great.
Unbreakable is awesome. The ending of Unbreakable is so good. Yeah. We were just like sitting there. They call me Mr. Glass. It was just, oh, such a good scene. But yeah, we'll be back. Make sure to watch Knock at the Cabin if you can. And we'll be reviewing that on Monday. But until then, we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Have a good week at the box office, folks.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode releases 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Stella Blue Coffee's new canned lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at StellaBlueCoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.